Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. In the last class session, we were looking at the beginning of foreign missions, and we started reading from Acts chapter 13. We're going to go back and begin that reading again, beginning in Acts chapter 13, verse 1, in just a moment. Before we do, I need to remind you, the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And today we're looking at a Sunday school lesson that was written for the Sunday schools of July the 5th, 1925, by E. A. Elam. The beginning of foreign missions. Let's read Acts chapter 13, verses 1 through 12. Now there were at Antioch in the church that was there prophets and teachers, Barnabas and Simeon that was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene, and Manaen the foster brother of Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. And as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit said, Separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. Then, when they had fasted and prayed, they laid their hands on them and sent them away. So they, being sent forth by the Holy Spirit, went down to Seleucia, and from there thence sailed to Cyprus. And when they were at Salamis, they proclaimed the word of God in the synagogue of the Jews. And they had also John as their attendant. And when they had gone through the whole island unto Paphos, they came to a certain sorcerer, a false prophet, a Jew whose name was Bar-Jesus, who was with the proconsul, Sergius Paulus, a man of understanding. The same called unto him Barnabas and Saul, and sought to hear the word of God. But Elymas the sorcerer, for so was his name by interpretation, withstood them, seeking to turn aside the proconsul from the faith. But Saul, who is also called Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit, fastened his eyes on him and said, O full of all guile and all villainy, thou son of the devil, thou enemy of all righteousness, wilt thou not cease to pervert the ways of the Lord? And now, behold, the hand of the Lord is upon thee, and thou shalt be blind, not seeing the sun for a season. And immediately there fell on him a mist and a darkness, and he went about seeking some to lead him by the hand. Then the proconsul, when he saw what was done, believed, being astonished at the teachings of the Lord. The golden text for this Sunday school lesson is Mark chapter 16, verses 15 and 16. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to the whole creation. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that disbelieveth shall be condemned. The devotional reading is Isaiah 55. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. And he that hath no money, come, buy, and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money, and without price. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear, and come unto me, hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. For behold, I have given him for a witness to the peoples, a leader and commander to the peoples. Behold, Thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and a nation that knew thee not shall run unto thee, because of Jehovah thy God, and for the Holy One of Israel, for he hath glorified thee. Isaiah 55 and verse 6. Seek ye Jehovah while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto Jehovah, and he will have mercy on him, and to our God, and he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith Jehovah. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth, and bud, and giveth seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I send it. For ye shall go out with joy, and be led forth with peace. And the mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree, and instead of the briar come up the myrtle tree. And it shall be to Jehovah for a name, for an everlasting sign, that shall not be cut off. Now let's go to our Sunday school lesson. And look at some of these geographical notes. Antioch in Syria was located a few miles up the river from the Mediterranean Sea. If you have a map open up to you of the Mediterranean Sea, you'll find Antioch of Syria up in the upper right-hand corner of the Mediterranean Sea in that section. And then if you look out over the sea, you'll see Cyprus. Now that's an island in the Mediterranean Sea. It is 60 miles west from the Syrian shore and 40 miles south from Asia Minor. It was 140 miles long and 69 miles wide at the widest parts, but very narrow in other places. Salamis at the east end and Paphos at the west end were its principal towns. Both are in ruins now. Since 1878, it's been under the control of Great Britain. I doubt that it is under control now. That was written back in 1925. It was Barnabas' native land, according to Acts 4 and verse 36, and was visited by Paul in company with Barnabas, Acts 13, 3-13, and then by Barnabas and Mark, Acts chapter 15, 39. And near it, later, Paul and his company sailed in Acts chapter 21. Cyrene was a city of northern Africa. Many Jews lived there. There Simon, who bore the cross of Jesus, or perhaps helped to do so, bearing one end while Jesus bore the other, lived there at Cyrene. Jews from that place were at Jerusalem on the day of Pentecost, Acts 2 and verse 10. And Jews from there had a synagogue in Jerusalem, according to Acts 6 and verse 9. And Jews from there, who had become Christians, were among those who first preached the gospel in Antioch, Acts 11, 20. Now here's some helps and hints for the teachers. While the subject of this lesson is the beginning of foreign missions, it is in order to say that the Bible makes in name no such distinction as home missions and foreign missions. God's order, as given to the apostles in Acts 1 and 8, is both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and into the uttermost part of the earth. Andrew, Peter's brother, first led his own brother to Jesus, John 1, 40 and 42. Beginning at Jerusalem, the apostles were to teach all nations. And beginning at home now, the church must preach the gospel throughout the world or each congregation must work out from itself and letting its light shine in teaching others. We have studied the spread of Christianity from Jerusalem, beginning on Pentecost, to the Gentile church in Antioch. There are two great divisions in the book of Acts. The first division gives the history of the church beginning at Jerusalem and extending through Palestine as far as Antioch in Syria, covering a period of about 16 years. Jerusalem was the center of the work of the 12 apostles. From Jerusalem, the gospel, like light from the sun, radiated in every direction. The second division begins with this lesson and gives a brief history of Paul's missionary work among the Gentiles, ending with his first imprisonment in Rome. Antioch was the center of Paul's operations and became his home church. From this church he was sent out, and to it he returned and reported the results of his labors. The church at Antioch answers all objections to preaching the heathen or to the evangelizing of the world. There were still many unsaved persons in Antioch, yet the missionaries were sent out. We cannot wait to try to save all at home before trying to save the world. If the heathen are well enough off without the gospel, why did God direct his church to send out Barnabas and Saul? Now, they had been teachers of the church in Antioch. We read in Acts chapter 13 and verse 1, "Now there were at Antioch in the church that was there prophets and teachers, Barnabas and Simeon, that was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene, and Manaen, the foster brother of Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul." Notice it began with Barnabas listing these teachers, and it ends with Saul. The church at Antioch was the first church among the Gentiles, as we have learned. Paul, the apostle to the Gentiles, went out from this church on three distinct missionary church. In this church were prophets and teachers. The prophets who came from Jerusalem to Antioch, Acts 11:27, may have included these. A prophet foretold the future events as taught by inspiration. A teacher, sometimes, but not always, taught by inspiration. A prophet was a teacher, but a teacher was not necessarily a prophet. The orders of miraculously gifted persons are given in 1 Corinthians 12 and verse 28. "And God has set some in the church, first apostles, secondly prophets, thirdly teachers, then miracles, then gifts of healing, helps, governments, diverse kinds of tongues." The first and highest order was that of an apostle, and next, that of prophets, and third, that of teachers, and so on down to tongues. And these enumerations in the scriptures, the highest and the greatest was given first. Among these prophets and teachers, Barnabas stood first, and Saul last, at least at this time. The 12 apostles had to be trained and developed before they went out as apostles, and so Paul had to be. He was called to be an apostle from his conversion, but he had to serve in the lower positions before he could enter into the highest when he received the apostolic measure of the Spirit. Is not when he received the apostolic measure of the Spirit is not stated. Simeon is a Jewish name. He was called Niger, which means black, but it had no reference to his race or native country. Lucius may have been Paul's kinsman and fellow worker, mentioned in Romans 16:21, and one of those of Cyrene who first preached the gospel to the Gentiles in Antioch. And there's mention of Manaen, but he's not mentioned elsewhere. He was a Jew and a foster brother of Herod the Tetrarch. That is, he was brought up with Herod, and probably his mother nursed them both. This was Herod Antipas, who had beheaded John. There were five different prominent prophets and teachers in the church at Antioch, all capable of teaching when Paul and Barnabas left. And then there were still three.